HR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. We got good things coming up for you. We'll get into that in a moment. First, let's talk weather with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. Good morning, Britt. How you doing?
I am fantastic. I just didn't want to get out of bed because, you know, the rain sound is just so comforting.
One of those mornings.
We should all have been able to start our day like 2 hours later. We should have just gotten an email or a text, a chain or something like, hey, everybody, you know what? Come in an hour late.
Forget the 4 day work week. Yeah. Let's figure out a way to like adjust our hours as needed. That would be awesome.
Based on the weather.
Yeah. Should anybody really be working before 9? Like, can't we just all agree as a society?
Let's agree. Yes.
We're just not going to do anything until 9 o'clock over just completely going forward.
I agree.
Let's see how that goes. I want to see a politician run on that. That's the only thing they're running on. That's the only policy have. Brittany, what do we got in store for weather today? Because it has been a crazy one the last 24, 48 hours.
It sure has. I mean, rainfall totals down into Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point area is anywhere from a half an inch to an inch already. And we've probably got another quarter inch to a half to go. So we saw some heavy downpours this morning. We're going to start to see some more moderate rain. So not as heavy, not as crazy. We could still hear some thunderstorms, but they're not going to produce anything strong to severe like last night down south. We stayed away from all of that, thankfully. But winds are calming. No more 50-mile-per-hour gusts. That was crazy yesterday.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was driving on the highway, and I have, you know, a Jeep Wrangler. So it's kind of like a kite.
Yes.
And I was getting thrown across the lanes as many other drivers.
I've got a Liberty, and was dealing with the same thing, Brittany. Yeah. I love
Not known
Jeeps,
for their aerodynamics.
But no. I between that and how light I am, I really am surprised I'm still here.
Seriously, and I was worried the cops were going to think I was intoxicated at one point, but I saw the others doing the same, so I figured they can't get us all.
Yeah. That's a way to do that. That's the way.
But today, gusts just at about 20 miles per hour, much more tolerable. We'll see on and off scattered showers winding down by this afternoon. We'll be dry by tonight, but we do have a chance for more rain tomorrow before we really start to see some sunshine and calmer, you know, conditions. So about another day or so of scattered rain. Highs today will hit 60 degrees, and tomorrow we'll be into the mid-50s.
Nice. And we certainly needed this rain, so can't complain too much about that. With the winds being gone, I can handle anything, any of this rest of the stuff. That wind was insane, though.
It greened up overnight.
Yeah,
it got really green here.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah, lightning does that, doesn't it?
It's good, because...
I don't know.
That's a good question. I did not know if
that's
it does.
That's what I always thought as a kid.
You know what? I'm just going to choose to believe it. I don't care. I think it's cool. I like that. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Marlowe joins us every morning right in that time slot. We got good things lined up for you today, everybody. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. Couple of big ones we got to get into. How many bosses out there think their employees are burnt out? I want to touch on that one. The top three late night snacks we go for.
Ooh.
We got to get into that one.
Are you a salty or a sweet?
Oh,
yeah. Nice. We as well have to get in the National Pet Day. We have the finalists for that. We also have a little bit of entertainment news. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with, I should mention as well, this is a Wednesday. In about 8:45-ish, we'll have our Quality Plus printing, Wicked Awesome World of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. And, of course, in the top of the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have some great guests joining us. Lincoln High School students, Josh, Jonah, and Olivia, are going to join us. They are DECA students who will be attending the DECA International Career Development Conference in Anaheim, California, at the end of this month.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah, they've been doing awesome this year.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Big fan of the DECA program and looking forward to meeting these great young minds and having them join us on the airwaves here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, 9 o'clock hour, we're getting to our schedule. That ain't right stories. Good stories of the day. All those things coming up for you, everybody. Hope you are having a great start to your day out there. And if you're looking for an energy boost, we might know a guy. No, we might be able to help you out with that, actually.
James, I don't think you could say that on a radio.
I know a nutritionist. What do you want from me?
Okay.
Family Natural Foods. What?
Oh, you were talking ginseng. Oh, my God.
Yes. A lot of people have a tough time getting going, especially on a Wednesday, on a hump day, the middle of the week. You're still looking at the week ahead and not what you've accomplished and some of those things. Well, here we have three things nutritionists say you should eat to get that going in the morning.
Oh, okay. All right.
Coffee. That's it. End of discussion. We can move on. No, I unfortunately don't see coffee on this list, but I highly recommend it.
Man.
How about complex carbohydrates, including things like wheat bread?
That's not a mouthful.
Just saying that word. Including things wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, and potatoes. They break down more slowly than simple carbs, so the energy boost lasts longer. Quote-unquote simple carbs basically means sugar. Things like white bread, candy, and most breakfast cereals spike your blood sugar.
And donuts.
They give you a short burst of energy, but then the crash is even worse.
Yeah, wears off very quickly. Mm-hmm. So, basically, a lot of the things we've been doing already for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, get your piece of wheat toast and you're good to go.
We're trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
The next on this list is high fiber foods, including fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. They're especially helpful early in the day. A recent study found less than 10% of us are getting enough fiber.
That sounds about right.
Can I put in a guess of what the last thing is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Protein.
Heart healthy fats.
Oh, okay, close. Very close.
That works for me. I give it to it. The judges, yep, you got it. Meaning the unsaturated kind found in things like nuts, seeds, avocados, and dark chocolate.
Look at that.
See, now those yogurt additions are okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's dark chocolate and nuts,
great.
Yeah.
The time of day and of course, your own diet and your own body and all that and understanding that. I think that a lot of those things can be. I honestly think that what's the harm in having a big bowl of Cocoa Pebbles if you've got some fruit afterwards? If you're eating some fruit afterwards or something like that.
Oh, you're reaching now, man.
It's
not dark chocolate.
No, it's not. Come on. The milk afterwards is chocolate milk.
It's milk chocolate. That's the problem.
All right. I don't understand science. I don't.
Foods just, I don't know.
However, your granola with dark chocolate would fit in this, James.
Okay, so you
nice.
Do.
It's good to know.
Just put
good
some milk know. On that and you're good to go.
If none of that sounds good to you, you can also reach for a beverage, but skip the Red Bull and the fourth cup of coffee. Studies have found that just drinking more water each day can make you feel more energized.
Water.
That one, I think, takes a lot of us a lot longer than it should to realize that, wait a minute, water is, it doesn't have sugar, caffeine in it, because it doesn't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an energy booster. That's how amazing water is. That's how great water is. I do think, though, that it's interesting to look at these things every couple of years, maybe every couple of months. It's fascinating when you look. Have any of you looked at the food pyramid in the 80s? I went back and looked at this a little while ago, and it's just insane how much these things change and grow. And I don't. It's very easy to point the finger at this or blame that. The data. We get more and more data. Mm-hmm. More and more things change, and it's just. Of course, this is going to evolve.
Yeah, it evolves. Yeah,
the food pyramid or square or rectangle or whatever it might be.
When we first started learning, it was the four food groups.
Yeah.
And then they changed it. I remember when they changed it to the pyramid, everyone was like, that was big news,
it was
right?
A big deal. That was big, yeah. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I want a food octagon now.
Food octagon?
I want it to be the octagon, yes.
We got to stick with shapes because it's more fun to have shapes. You know?
Of course. Shapes are fun.
It looks like a pizza, though.
715-42
does even
not. Now I want pizza for some reason.
All it does is make you want pizza.
It's the perfect food.
715-424-2600. What kind of healthy way do you use to wake up and get going? If it's not a food or a drink or something like that, I know a lot of people like their shakes, their Jamba juices and stuff like
maybe
that.
Maybe a smoothie that
smoothie,
they make.
Smoothie, that's the, what I was trying to think of.
Well, and because you can make smoothies out of basically anything. I mean, you could make some really healthy ones that way.
So. Yeah, if you throw in some, you know, like a couple few handfuls of spinach.
Yeah, some vegetables in there,
There's so protein powders or whey powders that you can add that are some of those healthy fats they're talking about.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I have a bit of an arch rival in Tuesday, I think. And I have nothing against Tuesday, but I think it dislikes me because my Tuesdays have been very rough for about a month now. And I keep forgetting coffee on Tuesday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been lucky for us. We've got a great water here.
We do.
I really do like the water we got here. So I've been drinking a lot more of that. And I honestly have not. I've felt a difference, certainly. Mm-hmm. Like the routine part of my brain and all of our brains misses that routine. Where's my coffee? That kind of thing. I don't.
But your kidneys have been saying thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, Melissa. Especially, I got like between my two kidneys, got like about 25% of a kidney.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I was not born with great kidneys. You're so right about that. And please, please, everybody, do not tell coffee I said this. But I haven't noticed a big difference.
Oh,
I really haven't.
Wow.
I haven't noticed a gigantic difference.
Bold words.
Which I hate because I love coffee. I would love to be able to say no. Coffee has saved me and all these things. But no.
That doesn't mean you need to break up.
Honestly,
it's true.
Honestly, I've done that similar times when I just haven't had coffee, like for a couple. You know, the first day or two, I might get a headache because of the caffeine.
That I do, yes.
But I think you're right, though. I don't think it makes much of a difference, at least not to me, with the caffeine part, you know, feeling awake kind of thing. I haven't noticed a big difference when I've done that in the past.
So. I
often do it on the weekend. Like I get at least one day on the weekend, I usually don't have coffee. And I think that's healthy for us.
Same here.
Probably.
Yeah. And
our bodies.
I think the same thing, Melissa. Part of why I did it, too, was also to get me to because I felt like I was drinking coffee so much, it lost its flavor to me. It's fun to me.
Yeah.
It's zazz.
It's a fact. Yeah.
Oh, it's zazz. Yes.
It's zazz.
We need that word. Use that word more. Yes. Zazz.
Oh, boy.
I think that part, too, is nice. You know, taking a break from it makes you appreciate, like it more, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so.
It's fun. We will take a time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back, and we got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club lined up just for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James, we're here, and we're ready to do some celebrating. We're supposed to kick it right there.
Yep.
It's a second early. Doesn't mean the same. It just doesn't hit the same. All right, you're done now. You're done. No, I messed it up. You're not. No, we don't. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Treat yourself. Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Happy Soggy Wednesday from them, they say. Nothing says spring like those April showers. Come dry off and join them for a warm meal and some hot, bone-warming homemade soup. I love the way the word thinks.
That's great.
Yeah.
They got some really good meals going on over there. Be sure to check them out, everybody. If you're into a veggie pita or wrap, strawberry salad bowl, that sounds really good, actually.
Yeah. They've got a couple of really cool fruit dishes there, yeah.
Yeah, and their wraps are awesome.
Yes, their wraps are very good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Tasty.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Some of the best food you're going to find, and some of the best atmosphere, and the best people. Go on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Yeah.
Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff that way, like melissa.k@civicmedia.us, sort of like that.
Hey, you know my email.
You got one coming later. Also, call us up and be sure to join the conversation that way.
725-424-2600. I got you, Seth.
Yeah, I was going to say, was Melissa going to do it? Was I going to do
that
it?
Was no. I purposely didn't look at Seth so I'd see just to see if one of you would jump in.
I win.
Hit us up anytime, everybody, especially if you're listening on the Civic Media app. You're just a touch or two away getting in hold with us. And we love hearing from you. I love live birthdays and anniversaries.
Those are fun, too, yeah.
Get us those, everyone. We need a one or a two. Melissa, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Angie Billings.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a great day, Ange. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Marty Fisher.
Oh,
happy birthday, Marty.
Marty was a MLB coach for... No, he wasn't. But doesn't that sound like he
Marty
was
Fisher?
Like Marty Fisher is like a baseball player.
Third
manager.
Base coach, Marty Fisher.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Marty, we appreciate you. And whoever and Angie and whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries, keep them coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. Love celebrating with all of y'all. Keep them coming to us. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays for this April 17th. Rooney Mara is 39. She was the girl with the dragon tattoo. She was Mary Magdalene and Mary Magdalene. Great actor. She, I have only seen her in a couple of things, but that girl with the dragon tattoo is a tough watch, but it is. She
is intense.
But her and Daniel Craig are so good together in that, and she does such an amazing job, like a fearless actor. Really impressed with her performance. If she does not act much after that, I'll still remember her performance from that movie. Mm-hmm.
And the books were the part of the reason why I haven't watched the movies is because you can't skip over scenes in the movies as easy as you can in books.
Yeah,
right.
There's some scenes in there.
Yeah, some rough stuff.
But the one I really want to see her in is Carol.
Yeah,
with Kate Blanchett.
Yeah,
because Kate Blanchett is just phenomenal.
She's awesome.
Couldn't agree with you more. Love Kate Blanchett. I was just talking about her this weekend. She is one of these celebrated actors that we have seen get to do some really, really thespian feats in those things. Mm-hmm. But I love when actors like that get a chance to bring that same caliber of talent to a fun role. And if you haven't seen, which Thor movie is it that she's the villain in?
Ragnarok. It's Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. She's one of the best villains I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I went into that movie wanting to see, you know, Thor and Loki and all that. Okay. She was great. She stole the show, man.
She really did. You know, it's funny. Okay, this is how good she is. All right, Monday, Beth and I went to the library to watch The Philadelphia Story.
Oh, a classic movie.
Oh, yeah. Starring Cary Grant, Jimmy Stewart, and the great Katharine Hepburn.
Gets me that movie.
The acting in it is just absolutely fabulous. But while I was watching it. And I was watching Katharine Hepburn do her thing. And then I remembered that Kate Blanchett played her in The Aviator.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized how good a job Kate Blanchett did playing Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah.
The fact that I was watching the actual Katharine Hepburn, and then I thought of that, was just how
thinking
good she
her
is.
Playing, yeah.
Yes.
That really is impressive.
Yes.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me with somebody. That's really cool, actually. And good movie.
Oh, it's an awesome movie.
That Philadelphia Story. There are certain movies that I tell people, like, if you want to see that acting can be an art, watch this movie. That's one of them.
Jimmy Stewart drunk is hilarious. Yeah.
It really is.
So funny.
And also, side note, how awesome that our library does that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
We love it.
I love our library. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Macmillan. We're big fans of our friends over at Macmillan Library. Just wrapping up Rooney here, because she is NFL royalty with her sister. Their dad's family are the Maras, who own the New York Giants. Their mom's family are the Rooneys, who own the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
Yeah. That's just a crazy thing.
I knew
thing
the Mara, that name was familiar, and I couldn't remember where it was from. But yeah.
Victoria Beckham is 50. Posh Spice is 50 years old. Jennifer Garner is 52. Jennifer Garner has really done a really good balance with, I love acting, but I love being a mom more. How can I do both? Commercials.
I was going to say, capital commercials.
Yeah. She's making a killing at that.
Oh, I'm
making
sure she
great
is.
Great living at it. It also gets to go to all of her kids' like soccer practices and things. Yep. Like, it's a pretty good gig.
Not a bad gig.
And she deserves it. Good actor. Earned
it. She's still doing movies here and there.
Yeah.
Redman is 54. Wonderful rapper from the late 90s and or 90s in general. And still doing it. Still working.
Wasn't
Method Man.
A Wu-Tang guy?
No, he was really associated with Method Man a lot.
Oh, that's right.
Who was in Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Those two are still touring and stuff a bunch. The great Adam McKay is 56. Mm-hmm. The legend, and he is a legend, director and co-writer of Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, The Other Guys, done a billion things with Will Ferrell. Then he kind of, like, he saw everything that's going on in the world. Adam McKay, I cannot think of the medical condition he has, but he, I want to say it's a form of Parkinson's or something like that. He does these interviews on the Dan Le Batard show all the mm-hmm. time, and he talks about climate change and a lot of these things. Yeah. And I really admire his spin, his pivot in his career, because he saw the way the world was going, mm-hmm. and he wants to make people laugh, but he wants to make you think too.
Yep.
And he has done some great movies since then. I think the movie on Netflix with Leonardo DiCaprio that he just
did. Don't Look Up.
Fantastic movie, an important watch. Mm-hmm. Great, mm-hmm. Well, entertaining, funny, and an important watch, and mm-hmm. one that makes you think.
Yep. The Big Short.
If you haven't yep. seen The Big Short, like, there are a handful of movies I tell people you have to see. Especially, you want to know why journalism matters? Do you want to know why it's important that we don't have conglomerates owning newspapers? Mm-hmm. Why we don't have politicians bullying reporters and journalists and threatening journalists? Watch The Big Short. What? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Watch the Philadelphia Story. All the President's Men. Watch these movies and let's remind ourselves what journalism truly is and what it means and why it matters
and
so
what it can
damn
do.
Much. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about without those people, without those journalists. Think about that. What
wouldn't we know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
And I don't care, even if you were a fan of Nixon, I would think you'd want to know what he was up to.
I think
like,
so, too.
Those kind of things. It's incredible, mm-hmm. like that work that was done. And Adam McKay really put a spotlight on that and also won himself an Oscar co-writing The Big Short,
yep.
which he directed as well. The great Liz Phair is 57. Supernova, Divorce Song, Why
oh, yeah.
Can't I? I love Liz Phair. Great guitar player, too.
No, she's good. Very good.
This is an interesting one. We got three lost actors all celebrating a birthday together.
Ooh.
Henry Ian Cusack is 57. He was Desmond on Lost, also in The 100 and MacGyver. William Mahor, 59, Tom Cruise's cousin. He has a small part in Mission Impossible 2, and he was Ethan in Lost.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And L. Scott Caldwell is 74, Rose on Lost.
Yeah. That must have been a heck of a day if they were filming then. They have a party for everybody.
The budget on...
And this happened a while back where there were a whole bunch of... Are there just that many people that were on Lost?
Yes.
I think it was. Yes. Yeah.
And they absolutely. All have, like... grouped birthdays.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that people might not get this and everything, but for a lot of people, for a movie, the TV show like that where you have an insane budget, it's just cheaper if everybody has the same birthday and you only got to get one cake.
One cake, right? Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Yeah.
It makes a lot of TV shows are done that way. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All in the Family. That's you know, a lot of people don't realize
I
that.
Love so that idea, dude. I love the
birthday
idea.
Birthday is on this date. Please show up for casting call.
Our budget's just getting out of hand here. We need to group our birthdays for the cake.
Our cake budget is insane.
Just insane.
Why did your business go out? Why did your TV show get canceled?
The cake budget.
They didn't have a Diane.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice. Lila Roshan is 60. Great actor. Waiting to Exhale, Harlem Nights, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Really like her work.
Mm.
Boomer Esiason is 63. Former NFL quarterback, Monday Night Football commentator, now on CBS's pregame show. He replaced Don Imus on WFN The Fan back in 07.
That's right.
One of my favorite character actors of all time, Sean Bean, is 65 today. One does not simply Martin Mordor. He's so good. He's Ned Stark. He is Boromir, 006 in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Ian
He's a national treasure.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Like always, usually a bad guy. But yeah. he plays it, so he's so good at being a bad guy.
He's so good at it, but this is also why I recommend the movie Equilibrium.
Mm.
If you are interested in a good sci-fi movie that is going to give you a Sean Bean or something, it stars Christian Bale and Taye Diggs, and it came out like right around the Matrix kind of thing and stuff, and it's basically like Fahrenheit 451 with action. Like, it's a lot of that,
nice.
And it is such a good movie. Oh, it's so good, and Sean Bean really sets the stage. And
nice.
he doesn't play a bad guy. He doesn't play a
That's
villain.
Good. Does he live?
And moving on, because I can't spoil anything.
I know, but still, he dies in most of his movies, too, and TV shows.
He really does.
He just dies all the time.
All the time. Nick Hornsby is 67, a British author of High Fidelity About a Boy and Fever Pitch.
Ooh, cool.
Let's see here. Jan Hammer is 76, composer of the theme Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, one of the best theme songs of all time.
I agree.
Yeah. And Rowdy Rowdy Piper was born on this day, as we have people no longer with us. Born in 1954, passed away in 2015. WWE Hall of Famer, star of cinematic classics like They Live.
They Live.
one of the better lines that he has had in that, and is gone on to.
Life of its own. I'm here to. And chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
It's become a famous line.
It has, out of a really kind of bad movie.
And as big of a wrestling draw as Hulk Hogan was, and some of the great wrestlers of the 80s and everything, I don't think that you have the wrestling where it is today without guys like Rowdy Roddy Piper in particular. Him in particular. He not only was good at playing the heel and the bad guy, he enjoyed it. He had a passion for it, and I think that matters in those things. He was way ahead of almost anybody else on the microphone. Hulk Hogan was not even close to what Rowdy Piper was on the microphone. He may have been the best at it back then. And he may have been the best of all time at it on the microphone. Why, they had Piper's Pit for a reason. They gave him a microphone and didn't even ask him to wrestle. Like, that's how good he was on the microphone.
Mm-hmm. And he was one of the few wrestlers to get a lead role in a movie.
Yeah.
They Live was, I mean, it's kind of a cheesy film, but he did a good job in it, you know, this kind of thing. And, you know, I know Andre the Giant was in Princess Bride and stuff, but he was kind of a side character.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper was the star of that movie. Yeah. So,
And he had, towards the end of his life and everything, he was dealing with a lot of health issues, like a lot, unfortunately, so many wrestlers do, because there is no retirement plan or anything like that. And Vince McMahon is one of the most evil people in human history in the way he treated his wrestlers. Mm-hmm. But he had some, the guys on Always Sunny in Philadelphia are big wrestling fans. And they wrote a character basically for him, and not to say to give him a paycheck, but to give him a paycheck.
Yeah, give him some work.
And it is some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen on TV. Like his performances on Always Sunny, it just steals the show. He stole the show from those guys every time.
Great
human being. Really, really interesting life. That is going to do it for our B-Day and Anniversary Club, everybody. But we want more of those birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us. And if you happen to see Angie Billings today, wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And wish a happy birthday to Marty Fisher, our qualifier.
Happy birthday, Marty.
Congratulations.
I like Marty. That's a great name.
We're going to check in on our news in the local and state. We also have some entertainment news I see in there.
Wow,
I didn't even know. Okay.
That looks new.
All right. I guess entertainment news too, everybody. our breaks are just going to be 20 minutes long.
Yeah,
if we have time, we'll come back with our Quality Plus Printing Wicked Awesome Word coming up here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR. Just don't know how anybody would have a chance. Man, woman, alien, I don't
really against Dolly.
A cartoon drawn character. I mean, anything. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any minute now. Looking forward to that. While we're waiting, let's celebrate Banana Day.
Banana.
Banana.
Banana, nana. Bananas are...
Banana.
Nice, nice. I couldn't remember it. I'm so glad you did. Oh, I'm so glad you did. I couldn't do it. Yes, bananas are botanically berries because they grow from a flower with a single ovary and also contain seeds. But all berries are fruits. In a recent poll on bananas, 29% of Americans say that they like to eat bananas when they're at least partially green. 6% prefer bananas to be mostly green. About 50% of people like to time it so that they're eating a banana when it's perfectly yellow.
Okay.
With no green or brown spots. As you probably know, bananas become sweeter as they ripen.
They do.
More sugar.
Bananas are mostly purchased item in the produce department.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I could have told you that.
Oh, well.
I didn't. I wouldn't have known it either. And I honestly, I just hadn't thought about it much. But I did want that one to sit there for a second because I think that is pretty noteworthy. And they are among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. They're behind bread, eggs, meat, milk, and coffee. But they are ahead of chips, juice, pasta, frozen foods, and yogurt.
Oh, well, that's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're also the top impulse produce purchase buy.
Oh, the impulse produce purchase. Wow, that's hard to say.
That was a difficult one.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I said it in my head before I said it out loud.
That's a good idea.
I did.
You did an A-plus today, James.
Yeah, that was very good.
I don't know what's happening. I love bananas. I'm a big fan of bananas. Do you? I know some people, though, and I don't know if this happens with a lot of things like fruit or cherries, but I know people who like bananas but can't stand like artificial, like gum-flavored banana or
the artificial banana flavor, like Runts, like banana Runts.
Good example.
Very fake flavor.
The only fake banana flavor I like is banana Laffy Taffy.
No, it's a good one.
Still, doesn't really taste that much like banana. But,
no, it does.
But it is different.
It tastes like the artificial banana flavor.
It sure does. Who came up with that? Yeah. Was that like the taster that like really made the big mistake?
Yes.
You know, it's like because you know they taste test all this stuff before they send it out, and they're like, that tastes like banana. Okay, let's go with it. Let's make 100,000 runs. This doesn't taste like banana.
Doesn't taste like it at all.
Not at all.
Well, Frank said it did, so we had to go with it.
banana. Frank. We, every Wednesday, are luckily joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Phil Hartley. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
How's it going over there, Phil?
Good. A little wet.
Yeah.
Soggy.
Everybody's finding out how good their roofs are. Everybody. Phil, we appreciate.
Yeah, exactly.
We always appreciate you joining us, Phil. I want to take a moment and remind everybody that we are looking for heroes. We are calling all heroes. We have the bat signal out, Phil, and we are looking for hometown heroes.
Yeah, bring it on. We picked our first one, which I got to get with you so we can make a formal announcement here. But maybe we can do that next week.
Let's plan it. If you're free next Wednesday.
Let's do it. So we'll have to see if we can get her on the air. It's a female. I gave that away, but I'll let you know more. Okay, but we've gotten in several people nominating their heroes. Bring it on. Bring on more because we're going to keep and hold on to them. If you don't win this month, so there's a good chance they could win next month. But we want to honor some local people that are doing some good things. So keep them coming.
Yeah, Phil, if we have these people, we all do have somebody in mind, have multiple people in mind, and we want you to hear that person, should we just write up a couple of sentences and send you an email? How should people get those names to you?
Yeah, really, that's the way to go. I mean, my email here, we can use is phil@qpprinting.com, so there's two P's in there. Or just give us a call, look up our phone number, 715-423-7440. Is the phone number for Quality Plus Printing in Wayham. And just give us a call, and we'll write it down. If you meet me on the street, whatever, I don't care. Text it to me on a Facebook message. Whatever way we can take it, or call you guys. Just relay the message to us, and we'll get those people entered.
Our friends over at Quality Plus Printing are 3515 A Street, south of Wisconsin Rapids. It's an awesome location. Driving past A Street, always be sure to check out the sign. They do a fun job with that. One thing I will not recommend is trying to shout the hero while you're driving past. I've been doing this for weeks, and I don't think anybody's heard me. I'm pretty sure. So it's probably better to do what Phil told you. Just email him. It's a lot easier.
On the way by, maybe I'll stick my head out and,
I'll give that a shot.
I
encourage everybody, we all know a hero out there, a local hero. Be sure to get that information to Phil and his team, and if you can't, go ahead and get it to me, and I'll make sure that Phil and them get it. We also want to take a moment, Phil, to thank you and our friends at Quality Plus Printing putting into our community. Of course, for those that don't know, Quality Plus Printing is our main sponsor of Playmakers, our sports show, one of our more popular shows that we have, and they sponsored that for a while now. We greatly appreciate that, Phil. The show is made better because of having a local presence like your business on it.
So thanks, James. I know I truly believe in what you do locally, and of course, being a sports lover myself, and very active in local high school sports too. I want to make sure we keep getting the word out about what's being done here locally and nationally. I mean, the Bucks and the Brewers are awesome too, but really, you know, again, the local sports teams with the high schools and the colleges locally that play some great athletics that we can all go see.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the word out about them, and I'm proud to sponsor that show, so thank you for that.
Speaking of sports, nice job on those River Kings shirts and everything with celebrating the championship, the division and stuff. That was great, man.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Thanks. That was fun to go. I went to their kickoff before they went out to Mac. couple of them are wearing those shirts. So that was
very cool.
That's pretty cool. We're doing some shirts for our Assumption softball team right now. And,
All right.
For the Lore, if you've ever heard of that, it's a beautiful place.
Nice.
And you can go and eat. And there's a whole bunch of, we're just slowly but surely starting to ramp up and get that business going. So I appreciate some local businesses that have given us a chance already to make that happen.
Phil, I think we have made people wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Okay, so this one, I actually looked it off. Another great source that I haven't used before.
Hmm.
Quick Trip.
Perfect.
Well known Perfect. For there, yeah.
Nice. Nicely done.
So when you get gas, they put on the word of the week every once in a while, or word of the day.
Oh, that's true.
Mm, yeah, I've seen that. Anytime I pay attention to their gas pumps.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it talks to you, you know?
It does.
Movies, right? So, yeah. So anyway, they give a word of the day every once in a while if you're lucky enough to time it right. So the word that they had the other day, and I'm going to make sure I say this right, is pussent.
The ding right after you said it was perfect. Oh, that was perfect.
Timing.
P-U-I-S-S-A-N-T. Pussent.
Okay.
And I think it's a great word to describe you guys there, really. Mm. Having great power or influence.
Oh. Huh. Oh. Huh. Wow.
Huh. Yeah. And that comes with a great responsibility.
Yeah, great power. Comes with great. Thank you, Spider-Man.
I had to do it. Yeah. I had to do it. That's a great word, Phil. That was an awesome and a good find, too. And a shout-out to Quick Trip. We get to cover all that.
So if you want to stay up to date on the show, just go to Quick Trip, get gas.
Yeah.
And take an notebook with you.
That seems like the right way to do it. Yeah, yes. Well, it is a good note on you never know when inspiration's going to hit. It's that you're in the shower and you get the greatest idea you have ever had.
Nothing to write with.
Yeah, nothing to write with. It's that kind of thing. So it's good. Always good. That's one thing I love about our cell phones.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Phil, we appreciate you joining us every Wednesday. We're looking forward to next Wednesday already. In fact, as we were just talking about earlier about making that announcement, Phil, we'll talk more off air, but we should plan on you being in studio next Wednesday.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be great. And we can make that announcement and get that kicked off so we can get going on those every month.
All right.
Sounds good. And we will talk soon. You take care, Phil.
Some of the word plausible, because I have to say that word in the play.
Oh, okay.
I can never remember it.
The one word you can't remember, it happens to everybody.
Plausible.
Oh, all three of us can relate to that. We're actually going to be talking more about that play a little bit later, Phil. So thanks for that. Thanks for the lead in there. We appreciate you. Have a great good one. Say hi to the team over there for us, Phil.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing. Go ahead. You don't have to wait until Wednesday. Go on over there.
Yeah.
Find out what words they're doing, what they're printing, what they're up to, getting their words out here in Wisconsin Rapids at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423-7440. It's 423-7440. And be sure to like their Quality Plus Printing Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all what they're doing over there. And you get to sometimes see those pictures of that cute baby.
Getting older, though. That kid's starting to grow. I'm telling you.
They do that.
Buy local, support local, everybody. We will take a time out, check in with our partners, and come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing joining us just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate our friends over there. And be sure to be with us next Wednesday when we get another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to it. The 9 o'clock.
Something special.
9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with our students from Lincoln High School. We have Josh, Jonah, and Olivia joining us. They're DECA students. We're going to talk about this great trip that they are taking to Anaheim at the end of the month and find out a little bit more about them.
That's cool.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I want to get into this one, and this is sort of a topic that we get to around or talking about from most times, but if you're feeling burnt out, Yeah, you hide it well. A new poll found most bosses think their employees are doing great when it comes to avoiding burnout at work. But when you ask the employees, you get a very different answer.
Ooh.
89% of managers said that they think their workers are thriving right now, but only 24% of employees agree.
Oh, wow.
89%?
76% said that they are burnt out or just don't care about their job.
Wow.
In other words, 9 in 10 bosses think everyone's loving it, but in reality, most people kind of dread going to work.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The poll found the top three things currently causing burnout are constant changes, constant meetings, too much busy work, and high turnover. Mm. The top thing bosses can do to help is care about you in a real way. Less meetings, less micromanaging among 24% of workers said that they are thriving with those things being less and present in their job.
Right, right. Wow.
The top reasons they gave us was the manager is investing in my success. That is a big part of this.
Yeah.
And here's one thing you and your boss probably do align on. 63% of managers said that they're currently burnt out too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
There really is. Wow.
There's a reason I wanted to do this in a 10-minute segment.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot there to uncover.
To get into, yeah. Unpack.
What stands out to you about that? What is the first
people want to feel like they matter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it matters necessarily what the job is.
No, it doesn't.
I think it's just, am I important to the success of this, whatever we're doing here?
Is what I'm doing important to this company, important to my managers? Am I making any kind of difference?
Yeah. I think everybody has a point in their life or has a part of them that you want to leave this world better than you came into it. You know, it's one of those old phrases that's been around a lot. I think on a smaller level, a lot of us take that approach to our jobs. Mm-hmm. Whether you work at a gas station or you work for NASA, whatever you're doing, you want to make an impact. You want to feel like you're doing something. Your time matters. It's not just about the paycheck. It certainly is a key part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that a lot of people, I'll tell you this right now. There's a gigantic difference for me doing this job 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working just as hard. I'm doing just as much as I was doing before, but I'm paid a heck of a lot better. A lot better. And that changes. Should money matter like that? No. It'd be wonderful in a perfect world if it didn't. It does. It does.
It does.
There's a reason why minimum wage should not be what it is. There's a reason why people are fighting for this and everything.
Right.
Because that is a part of this, too. Mm-hmm. Equal pay is a part of this. Mm-hmm. It's awfully hard to get encouraged about your job when you know that you're never going to move up in it. Or your employees or your boss, your manager is never going to look at you like they do the other employees or something like that. There's a lot of layers to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing that stands out to me is this divide between management and employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's gigantic. I knew there was a big gulf there. I had no idea that it was this bad because it's not just this report. You can go ahead and look up the same things I did, everybody, and these stats are this way in almost every industry. It's not just, it's like this in this industry or this industry. Nope. It's all of them.
Right.
All of them are dealing with this.
Well, and I guess I understand that because when you're interacting with your boss, you're doing you're at your best because it's your boss who has the power to fire you, or say you're not doing a good job or all these kinds of things. So bosses usually almost always see your best self when you're interacting with them because you don't want to lose your job.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so that totally makes sense to me. But that's why I'm guessing so many of these managers are like, no, everyone's great. I'm a great boss. Look at how good my workers are kind of thing. So Yeah, it does make that part for sure makes sense to me.
Yeah. Melissa, do you have some?
Well, I just looked up the gap between management level jobs and those considered in a non-supervisory position. The gap is over 42%.
Wow. Yeah.
According to this study,
right?
I mean,
right.
I'm sure it's not. That's a pretty broad paintbrush we just painted on that statistic.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we have all had our share of bad managers and bad management, but I think we've also, a lot of us are fortunate to have had some good ones. And when it comes to that, I think that is something that, whether you're in a management position or not, you could take some notes from. And if you ever are in a – I never thought I would be in a position like I'm in. I genuinely never thought, no matter what the industry was, what job I had, I was never going to be in a managerial position. But I always took notes. I took a lot of notes. I kept receipts over the years of the way people that I felt like handled things poorly and what they did and what opposite to do in that. And I don't know if I'm any good at it or not, but I know I matters to me. I care about it. I'm trying. I'm working at it and everything. And I think that that goes a long way too. Not far enough. It's not enough. You got to do more than that. But it does. It does go. It is one thing that I don't hear in the bad managers I've known. Never have any self-awareness. Never self-awareness.
That
never
seems to stand out, yeah.
It's one of those things, and there's no remembering where you came from. I remember working at a grocery store, and the manager I had started at where I started, you know, stocking shelves and everything. And I always thought that was kind of cool. Like, oh, my night manager had the same path and all this. Didn't remember a second of those days. Didn't treat you like it was or anything like that. I think things like that go a long way, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Having some understanding of, hey, I've done that job. I know what it's like.
Right, right.
You know? You're also a lot more motivated by people that that have some relatability or meet you on your level. Nobody in human history has ever been motivated by being talked down to or being threatened or any of those things. And that goes in all facets. I have military relatives that have said the same thing about that.
And there's definitely something to be said for having a manager who understands your job and what you do and has empathy for you.
Right.
And yes, being a manager does require more responsibility, more of a workload, and it should be paid more. Yes, absolutely. But does that gap need to be quite so big?
Yeah.
Right.
And then the fact that female managers earn 71 cents for every dollar earned by male managers.
It makes zero sense.
None. It's one of those things.
The same job.
It's 2024 and this is still an issue. That's on all of us. That's messed up.
Especially when it's been proven that women are better at multitasking. Sorry, I just had to throw that.
No, that's a fair point. It's very, very, it adds to the point. And you were able to do that and I wasn't. So, I mean, this is more proof that women are better at it. When it comes to like how this gets better going forward, I think that we look at the younger generations a lot. I think that a lot of them are understanding of a lot of these things and trying to correct a lot of the mistakes and a lot of the things that were made. Yeah. And I do think that we're also seeing a lot of empathy on both sides of this because I know this is not a popular thing to say, but it's also important, I think, as employees to have some understanding of and some empathy of what it is to run something, ownership, management. You can do both. You can have an issue with management and stuff and also at the same time have some appreciation. We need to be able to do two things at once again. I don't know where in the media that got lost. Like you can only have one thought in your head or do things once or something like that. You could chew gum and walk at the same time.
Right.
All of us can do it. As a matter of fact, go ahead and try it right now. Go ahead, everybody. Find a piece of gum.
Driving.
Yeah, please don't. If you're driving, please don't. Thank you. That's going to end bad. I encourage you to try because it's not that hard to do. And it's important in a political year to keep that in mind. We have got some good stuff coming up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Then it writes stories, good stories of the day. We'll get into our schedule. And, of course, we are going to be joined by Lincoln High School students Josh, Jonah, and Olivia, LHS DECA students joining us coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.